In April of 2101, if an individual bothered to observe the timeless clockwork of the moon, he would note that the one-time goddess offered little evidence of her heavy burden. An amateur astronomer peering through a cheap home telescope might detect that something didn't look quite right. Armed with slightly more magnification, the amateur would likely smile with satisfaction at Luna's craggy old face. A sharper focus, however, would reveal an open graveyard of empty bases. Man's first experiment in extraterrestrial living, scattered with the self-slaughtered corpses of freedom-seeking humans. If the moon's one operational orbiting satellite cared to behold the carnage below, its lenses, mirrors, and processors would have observed something akin to a decimated anthill. Poison gas having driven the insects out, the dead lay in heaps near the exits. For Earth's purposes, that satellite, the Long Range Orbiter, or LRO, had become scientifically obsolete and was thus abandoned. It had been an observatory, a famous one, one that had at various times made rather spectacular discoveries regarding potentially habitable planets. No less than 20 Earth-like rocky orbs had been discovered by the device. Although it was incapable of observing actual life, it was able to calculate that at least 5 of those rocky planets were not just well within the Goldilocks orbits of their stars, but that the chemical composition that made up their atmospheres indicated a high probability for extraterrestrial life. In time, the celebrated space telescope had been supplanted with other, more powerful, space-based devices that had all but confirmed alien life, though the discovery of actual intelligent life remained out of the grasp of all efforts to measure it. Then something happened on Earth that made astronomia seem quaint. Why bother studying the cosmos from a fixed point, when a virtual multiverse could be explored from any point? Representing the near infinite possibilities of creation that the human mind is capable of, this faux existence became the altered state of choice for nearly anyone who could afford it. It had been made possible through a combination of artificial brain enhancement, or ABE, pronounced Abe like the name, and an artificial intelligence that was so profoundly exceptional that its designers had lost all ability to differentiate it from life itself. Once enhanced and connected with this AI, humanity became obsessed with a figment of its own imagination. Suddenly, existence was filled with everything and anything a person could think of, none of it grounded in the boring old space-time reality of the real universe. The question of what is out there had been shelved, and now it was gathering dust along with the rest of scientific discovery. In the period between 2091 and 2094, roughly one-third of humanity chose to undergo Abe and join itself inextricably to AI. In a bold counterpoint, trillionaire libertarian Bez Hansen, an anti-Abe man or analog, built the base structure for a city on Saturn's largest moon, Titan, a floating feat of engineering in the dense upper atmosphere that outshone any wonder on Earth. With Hansen's financial backing, roughly 4 million analogs left Earth to develop a colony on the 62 moons of Saturn. Though Mars had been long under development, Saturn's moon Titan was of particular interest as the only other body in the solar system with a significant atmosphere, one of which, theoretically, could in time be made to be habitable. With development of the gas giant's dense upper atmosphere and its vast system of moons being colonized at an exceedingly rapid rate, the great Saturn land rush had begun. The only prerequisite for settlement was acceptance of the precept that the Saturn system would remain Abe-free. The price of freedom was exile from the home planet, To stay on Earth was to agree to assimilate, to become part of the singularity, to be permanently altered into a remodel of mankind. To an analog, the Abes were no longer human, but a genetic manipulation, with nanorobots coursing through every organ and a cyberspace brain interface that connected the individual to all aspects of the collective whole. For an Abe, the very act of not choosing to assimilate was anathema, an abomination. How could anyone willfully choose to remain the pitifully dangerous slug that was a human being before the singularity? Analogues were barbarians. Barbarians ensured chaos. Chaos was only something that should be experienced for short-term pleasure in the virtual realm. Chaos could not, and would not, be allowed to exist in its natural state of turmoil, disruption, and upheaval. Forgotten about in all annals but in the digital historical record, the lonely LRO whirled around Earth's moon, seemingly innocuous, until one of the planet's last amateur stargazers discovered that the great eye in the sky was no longer looking outward. The device had been hacked, ostensibly by the analogs, and trained instead to spy on the mother planet. Unfortunately for the hackers, assimilated, AI-enhanced humans made for a powerful adversary, one that the terminated analog population on the moon had failed to outwit.